We're doing Agadot HaTalmud. We're holding in Gittin Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. And we had seen how Vespasian had laid siege over Jerusalem and then was appointed emperor. And now the Gemara tells us, so Vespasian went back to Rome. And he sent back his nephew. His stepson, who was Titus. And when Titus came to Jerusalem, he started blaspheming. And the verse in the end of Devarim says, in Hazinu, in the song that Moshe Rabbeinu composed, so it says, V'amar Elohei Motzu Chasayuvo, and the enemies will say, where is their God? Where is the rock that they always relied on him, that they always hid in his shade? That's a reference to Titus. That when he came to Jerusalem, he started saying, where is God? I'm here, I'm going to take down the city. Titus conquered Jerusalem, destroyed the second temple. And when he entered the temple, he wanted to do things to shame us. He wanted to desecrate what we value as holy. Among the things he did was he took the paroches, the special curtain that was in place to separate between the holy and the holy of holies, and he took his sword and started cutting through the paroches. And the Gemara says a miracle occurred, and as he was putting his sword through the paroches, blood started dripping of the paroches. Now, really, this was a miracle that we understand a little bit how it happened, because every year on Yom Kippur, the kohen used to throw from the blood near the paroches, and some of that blood would get sprinkled and dry, end up drying on the paroches. But that blood was dry, and God made a miracle that it seemed wet, and now it seemed like there was fresh blood coming out of the paroches. So Titus, in his foolishness, he started thinking, I killed their God. That's why there's blood coming out of this. And that's what the verse says. Sha'agu tzorerecha, your enemies roared in delight. Bekerev mo'adecha, when they entered the place that you're accustomed to meet with your people through that place. Samu ototam otot. They thought that the signs that they saw are real signs. Titus thought this is a sign, I killed their God. So that's why he roared in delight. And in essence, God made this miracle to show the Jewish people that the destruction of the temple was something that, from God's perspective, was very, very difficult, as we have on tradition that to this day, every day, God laments the destruction of the temple. We say that's the times when it's the best time to pray at night about the destruction. Three times a night, God arouses and says, woe to me that I've destroyed my temple. Woe to my children that they've been scattered in exile. And every time, we also say in Kaddish, Le'ela, God is above Mikol Shiros Le'ela, Mikol. God is above any comfort, meaning, so to speak, God says, I'm lamenting the destruction of the temple ever since it's been destroyed, and we are making mention in the Kaddish that God is above any comfort.